Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have MasterCard's Ed McLaughlin talking payment security with wearables and selfies. So check it out. Consumer authentication technology is obviously a very hot topic right now. Where do we stand right now, especially with all the data breaches and everyone talking about security? Where do we stand right now, Ed?
Two key things we think about with this. One is the way you make data safe is you make it useless if it can be used out of context. And that's a lot of the work we're doing with EMV to make sure every transaction can be unique in one time.
Yep.
Not only EMV by putting chips on cards, but also taking the exact same principles in security and applying it digitally. The second key element is knowing your customer is the one who's transacting. We solve for that a lot in the physical world using things like PIN, another thing that we can bring forward. But we're spending a lot of time on what we call identification and verification.
Okay.
What's the online or digital equivalent of a customer walking into your location with their ID so you can validate them?
Got it. And let's move to biometric data here. There's a lot of piloting, a lot of experimenting going. We got facial recognition going on, fingerprints, eye scans. Next thing, we'll probably be doing DNA testing. Who knows? Especially in the mobile commerce space. I mean, but it hasn't been massively adopted yet. What's the holdup here? I mean, is it too soon, too expensive, too sci-fi? I mean, the only one that I really know of, or a lot of people know, is the Touch ID on the Apple phone. I mean, what's the holdup here? What's going on?
Well, there's a couple things. And first of all, I would encourage everyone, don't think of biometrics as something different from what we've done before. It's exactly what you used to do with the PIN. It's exactly what you used to do when you say, call in before you peel the sticker off the card to light it up.
Yeah.
It's how do you know your customer is your customer? And for me, this gives us a whole new set of tools to do this. We've been looking at this literally over a decade. For a while, it was too soon. We weren't getting the reliability off of the technology that was there to say it was doing a better job than what we had to say you were. It's gotten massively better
yeah.
in the last couple of years. So then the second factor you have is making sure the environment is trusted.
Okay.
Right? Where Apple's been so successful is they built it right into the hardware. We know we have what we call the network, an authorized authentication agent. This is a biometric that we know where it's coming from. We know the rules and parameters around that, and we recognize and honor that. But there's a whole range of other things that we can do with it. So we're working with things like voice, facial recognition, and other things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the last piece of this, which is finding out what will really work for members.
Right.
What will really work for the consumer so it fits into the lives that they have and is something that's easy and convenient and want them to do.
Yeah.
So while a lot of the biometrics we can get can be really secure, the setup is so daunting, it's not yet commercially right.
Yeah.
So we see being built into the digital devices, leveraging third-party technologies is the way to go.
Exactly. And there might be, I would imagine, there might be a little bit of a pushback on the consumer part because a lot of it's kind of, it seems kind of invasive, I guess, for lack of a better term. I mean, if you're having your face scanned.
Well, we're testing that right now. In fact, it was one of those things that's actually reacting really well with consumers. And we're going to do a first-in-the-world biometric pilot. And what we're working with them on is we're selfie security.
Yes.
Right? We're trying to find out what would be appealing to consumers. So we're letting them say, hey, post a selfie with the bank. And then later when we want to verify you, you know, just take another selfie.
Yeah.
You need to blink so we know it's that you're there and you're live. And we can compare the two and say, yeah, you're you and you're still you. So that's how you make things like biometrics accessible and
gotcha.
Friendly to the membership that you have that wants to take advantage of it. So we're really excited about that. Now we have the foundational technology to work. Is how do you make it as accessible and friendly as possible?
Mm-hmm.
So Apple did a nice job with the Touch ID. I think the selfie stuff will really work well for
yeah.
that, but we'll test with credit unions around there. And the other thing is making it invisible. So if it's something like my wearable lets me know that I'm still there and it's still me because my health monitor can get such a unique signature and fingerprint, I don't have to do anything. So those are the type of areas we're really exploring.
Gotcha. Yeah. It sounds like you guys are really capitalizing on two big trends right now. Obviously, the selfie craze is going nuts and it always will be. And then the wearables. I mean, wearables are almost a dime a dozen now. I mean, you can get them everywhere. Obviously, Apple's at the top and there's a few others, Fitbit and all that type of stuff. It sounds like you guys are really capitalizing on this. And that kind of segues into my next question. What are you guys doing? I mean, you just mentioned the wearable thing. I mean, is there anything else that you guys are doing? I know you guys have a MasterPass solution out there.
Yeah, so what we're doing, and I really think this is essential when anyone thinks about how they work with their customers now, What we have to recognize is the digital, the mobile wallets, all those things aren't something that are separate or independent from the member's life. They're just a natural part.
Mm-hmm.
And this call convergence between what you do in the physical world and what you do on your devices, it really is just one thing. So we've stopped talking about cards and mobile and things like that. It's really what's the account and what are all the ways that you want the consumer to access.
Mm-hmm.
So particularly with MasterPass, think of that as MasterCard gone digital. So all the great ways that I could use a piece of plastic based as MasterCard that all the merchants I could have. We think every merchant we work with will provide a digital interface and MasterPass will let you use that.
Nice.
And every account that has a MasterCard piece of plastic should be enrolled in MasterPass, should be MasterPass accessible.
Mm-hmm.
Our brand persona we're doing here is saying, one, this is what connects you directly with your credit union. This is the thing that brings you back to that institution that you trust and you work with your finance.
Yep.
So that intimacy is essential. It's a key part of the brand that we have. Two, it'll work everywhere, all the ways you want to use it. And three, just like we talked about everything we're doing with EMV, it's not about putting chips on cards. We also have what we call digital EMV, so we can make sure the most secure transactions in the world are flowing. And that's when we say, what is MasterCard doing about this? One of the greatest passions we have is we're making sure that we can make the digital environment and the digital transactions even more secure than anything we could do in the physical world.
Very nice. Let's switch gears a little bit here. And I mean, how is MasterCard working? We've already mentioned Apple, and now there's Android, Samsung. How are you guys working with these digital giants right now in the payment space to keep everything secure? I mean, obviously, none of those folks want to have or be responsible for any type of data breach. I mean, because they're going to move mountains on the security end of this. So how are you guys working with this? I mean, because they obviously have huge announcements coming up, and they're always having huge announcements. So you guys are probably working hand in hand with them to keep everything secure and keep the processing smooth and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, one of the great things about the Apple Pay launch and what we're doing with Android and Samsung and many others is all built on MasterCard technology. So when you put your card into any of these environments, we develop what we call a tokenization system, which is not your actual card number that's stored there. So in a hardware type environment like Apple, there's no big pot of accounts to breach, right? It goes right onto the device. Apple's not holding it somewhere, and it's a unique number that can only be used from that device.
Mm-hmm.
With Android, if I do it with Samsung and others. So even if someone gets that information, they can't use it outside of that environment. Not only that, we're using that EMV technology I talked about, so each one is signed. But the great news in any of these environments, it's your member's card issued from your institution that goes in there. What we put in there is not the real card number, but a secure token that can only be used from that device. When the consumer goes to use that token, we use things like Touch ID or other biometrics to authenticate the consumer right now. But the best part is at the end, for the merchant, it's a genuine MasterCard transaction, right? So they already know how to deal with it. It already works with everything they've built in place. And maybe the best part for members, it also means you get all the rights and guarantees you get from them.
Mm-hmm.
Zero liability. If there's rewards or other things associated, it doesn't change. So for me, it should be indistinguishable whether I've used that plastic or I decide to tap my iPhone.
Yep.
It's all tied together through the network. So that was critical for us. So your card number doesn't go into the environment. You use things like EMV security technology around it. It's a genuine MasterCard transaction for you.
Yeah, it's a beautiful process. And I remember Tim Cook talking about it last October when they released that. And he was like, brilliant, great idea. Yeah. And you guys are right there in the thick of it.
Well, I think that's another great part of the story is, you know, you have these incredibly sophisticated technology companies that probably could and certainly think they can do anything. And the end result of their analysis is the best way for them to serve their customers,
mm-hmm.
their businesses, was to work with the credit union you're served by, to work with the payment networks. And to say this is just a better delivery vehicle for what we used to do with plastic. We can now do it using these beautiful new devices.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that integration is the real story here.
Yeah, and doesn't that build trust with, I mean, for a credit union, for example, doesn't that build a ton of trust for their membership or even a bank for their customers? My gosh.
Yeah, and so that's the way we design. We call it MDES, our digital enablement service, right? So if you're issuing a MasterCard with one connection, we can get you to Apple, to Google, to Samsung, and it does all the heavy lifting. You don't even need to be able to support contactless or anything else like that. And you put the token out there, you translate it back to exactly what you understand. So it just looked like they used their existing account in a new way.
Yeah.
But what we try to do is offload all of the heavy lifting that would have to happen and make it as simple as possible. So as the institution, you still retain the validation, yes, this is my customer. Yes, I want my customer to do that. But after that, a lot of the processing work is handled by the network.
Right, exactly. All right, Ed, wrap-up question here. Having a digital wallet strategy for any financial institution is a must-have these days. I mean, if you're not, if you don't have one, you're going to be left on the curb, you know. So it, you got to have one in your plans at some point. So, where's the roadmap here? I mean, where's the roadmap here based on your expertise? What advice can you guys give a credit union or even a bank out there as far as having a digital wallet plan or a strategy?
The first thing I'll say, this goes back to something we said before.
Sure.
Our consumers' lives and the members' lives, you can't think of it as something separate. I think for a long time we sort of had, here's everything they do over here, and here's this new digital.
Mm-hmm.
It's fully integrated in, right? We call it digital's default, or having an account that's as digital as your membership actually is. So when I think about it that way, what you want to do is, one, make sure you have MDES, the digital enablement system, in place. So any of these new environments they want to use, you can support, but in a way that brings it right back to you. And we can do that now. We have hundreds of institutions who are already working on that platform. Secondly, though, just as you want to support the environments your members may want, that's where MasterPass comes in. Right? To say, I want to maintain a real-time digital connection with my consumers. And that becomes their new expectation. So just like they use a mobile banking app, they want to be able to use mobile and digital transactions for them. So we think every account that you have, you're going to want to provide MasterPass digital access to. So what I would advise when you look at your digital strategies, one, make sure you can enable the environments your consumers want to do, and two, make sure you're providing to them a digital shopping environment like MasterPass.
Nice. Excellent. Great message to end on, Ed. Is there anything else to wrap up here? I mean, this is a fantastic topic that we could probably talk about for the next 3 hours. But yeah.
Now, the only other thing I would like to say is we are designing our services to make sure it's as easy as possible for credit unions to take advantage. So I talked a lot about how we can do things on behalf of the network, right? So that way, something like a digital enablement system, you have to think, well, how do I connect to an Apple on an Android? Because
mm-hmm.
we can support that one. Things like MasterPass can provide as an on-behalf service. So your membership can get all the benefit, but we can make it really easy for you to offer it to you.
Nice. Excellent. Again, great message to end on, Ed. Thank you so much. Everybody, Ed McLaughlin from MasterCard. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate the time.
Take care.